Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yes, Doug Whaley will be joining us momentarily on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. There is a Venmo transaction. I paid you $50 and I just wrote, in the description, friendship.
Mm.
So for those of you out there who believe I pay Doran to be my friend, I think you can reasonably deduce that from that Venmo transaction.
Yep.
$50 for friendship.
Friendship, huh?
Yeah. That was probably Fubo way back when.
You think?
Probably.
Mm.
Could have been Zins.
Mm.
Could have been food. Could have been being at your house for a playoff game.
Mm.
A lot of different options.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
a lot of things that I covered for you.
That's right.
And it probably was months later whenever you gave me that.
And it was probably less than what I would have owed if I had paid at the time.
Right.
Yeah. That's why I deemed it friendship.
Yep.
Another word for that would be freeloading.
Yep.
Doug Whaley joins us now. Hello, Doug.
Fellas, let me ask you this, though, Doran. For the $50 friendship level, is that the bargain basement level? Is that platinum level? What level is he on?
Yeah, it's bargain basement.
It's a cookout once a year, and the occasional weekend text, Doug, is what I've paid for.
Yes.
Gotcha. All right. Hey, you get what you pay for, Adam, so, you know, step up if you want a better friend.
Well, I don't know, man. Maybe you don't get what you pay for, or you get more than what you paid for in the case of Cam Hayward, right? He's the 36th highest-paid defensive lineman in the NFL, the 22nd highest-paid defensive tackle in the NFL. Meanwhile, he's one of the 5 best defensive linemen in the NFL, an all-pro. Boy, Doug, if you are Omar Khan right now, what is going through your mind?
Well, I'll look at it this way. If I'm Omar Khan, I said I did a great deal for the team. Now, where I think it's an object failure is Cam Hayward and his team. If they saw that contract, and the reason why I say this, if he walked out the doors and said, if I make all pro, I'm going to see you next year. No. You're at the bargaining table now. Put that in there now. So if you're the rep, you should know that the salary cap's going to spike a greater amount than years past. You know people are going to get signed. You know who's going to be free agents, and they're going to sign deals. So make sure that next year's deal, and you can even put it in an incentive. If he makes all pro, his salary goes up to X. And then this is what he gets paid for, to compute where would be probably a top 10 salary range for D tackles for the next year. So all of this does not smash. Think about this. The 15 years of goodwill Cam Hayward has gained in the public and on the team is smashed over this lack of foresight. So to me, it's an object failure from Cam. So I can understand why he has such vitriol from the fans, because you should have did this before. Now, I'm not saying, and we're all not saying he doesn't deserve it, he outplayed his contract, but the failure is him not negotiating a good contract in the first place. especially after a year. If this was year three of a 3-year deal, then people would say, okay, yeah, he outperformed. But this is the second year after he just signed a deal. So if I'm an agent, I'd be whispering in Hayward's ear, like, listen, the guy you have didn't foresee this, and you guys went out on a promise, I'll be back. They didn't say they promise if you make all pros, we'll be back in the negotiating table. That's not the type of guy you need, especially if you want to be that Cam Hayward that can be the face of the Steelers after you retire, like a Charlie Batch. What's your goal after the season? So that's where I would be coming in, talking at Cam Hayward is. But in the end, it's not on the Steelers. This is on Cam Hayward and his camp.
Totally agree with you, Doug. What do you actually think that Cam Hayward wants? Do you think he wants that roster bonus rolled into this year that he would get next year? Do you think that he wants a whole brand new contract to be compensated as one of the top defensive linemen in the NFL? Like, what do you think his asking price is right now?
I think it's probably he would settle somewhere in between. And if I'm the Steelers, obviously, I think it's an easy fix. Whatever, he's got that 12-something roster bonus next year. You move 6 of it into this year, and you guarantee that other 6 for next year. And then you put a clause in. If you make all pro, then you put another incentive in there that can bump up the base salary next year. So it's an easy fix. But like you guys talked about before and Ray talked about, then you start setting a precedent. And then everybody's going to be at that door saying, well, wait a minute, you did it for him. You're going to do it. So it's putting the Steelers in a bad situation, and it's putting Cam in a bad situation. So this is not what you want going into a season where everybody's thinking the defense is going to carry this team. When you have your head coach coming out salivating about the defense, and then your star player that has been the bedrock of your defense for so long is in a contract dispute that could have been easily fixed by him in the first place, it's just something that they don't need at this time.
We're going to get into Mike Tomlin's comments and whether or not you agree that this defense can be that good, but do you think that this administration under Omar Khan has caved too much to players?
No, I think they've done the right thing. I mean, they've had some strict rules in the past, and I think what they've done is evolved to say, hey, let's take this case-by-case basis. But again, you have to be very careful, because when you take a case-by-case basis, the people you're negotiating are going to take it as blanket. This is how you operate and do business. So you have to be in, and Omar's smart enough to be able to throw something in there to hopefully pacify, I don't even know, yeah, make Cam happy, but not go against what they're truly standing for of not negotiating unless you have a year left. So that's where I think you can just move some money around. It's not a whole new contract. You give them some more money this year, guarantee a little bit next year, but don't change the totals payout. So I think there's things you can do.
So you think that they will pay him like it's something?
I think so. Okay. And again, it's just shifting the money around. I don't see it being increased. I just think it's going to be – I would advise shifting the money around where he gets more money this year that was promised to him next year, and then guaranteeing the base of what you don't move forward.
If they don't get it done, like in a timely fashion, do you think Cam Hayward will go as far as sitting out a regular season game?
Oh, that's a very good question. And at 36, knowing how special this team is supposed to be, that's going to tell you a lot about Cam. And then again, if he does, that's going to tell you he is not looking about how this situation sets him up for the next situation. Think about this. If Cam comes in and they get this squared away, Cam's going to be a lifelong Steeler, and he could walk into Pittsburgh at any time, be it and do whatever he wants, be it business-wise, be it charity-wise, whatever, and he will be held at a very high esteem of one of the best charitable Steelers out there. If he starts sitting out, and this is supposed to be that defense that everybody's talking about, could be a top 5 defense. You have Aaron Rodgers for 1 year, and they're going to try to make a playoff run. That narrative changes, and it changes for the worse for him for life after football. So he's got to be very careful about, like I always say, it's not what this decision, how it affects this move. It's how it's going to affect the next move. So I would be very careful if I was in his camp advising him not to. But again, I'm not. I'm just thinking of the business side of it.
Steve texts in, the last Venmo comment I put was just crack, and it was lunch at work. You too can text us like Steve. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. If the Steelers did extend that olive branch, if you will, and said, hey, we'll roll that money forward, do they do stuff like that for Cam that they otherwise wouldn't do? And I know they did it for AB because of his leadership, his charity work. Like, does that stuff factor in whenever you're negotiating these things, Doug, from the general manager chair?
At this time in someone's career, absolutely, because you want to, as you're setting a precedent of ripping up a contract with 2 years, that's the precedent, but also setting a precedent of taking care of true Steelers, of men that are Steeler DNA. And Cam's that. And so, yeah, we're going to evolve how we do it, and we want to make sure that we take care of you. And in essence, we're going to help you fail forward. Because right now he failed in his negotiation and he's trying to make up for it. And we're going to help you fail forward, but it's going to be on our terms because you did sign a contract. But because of who you are, what you've done, and what you've meant to the Steelers, we're going to evolve and give you a little something here and there. But make no mistake about it, it's because of what you've done in the past and what you've brought to the Steeler organization.
If you had to bet right now, Doug, would you bet that Cam Hayward has another All-Pro season this coming season?
I would. What's the odds?
Let's ask John Mateer.
Yeah, right.
I would say this push. He'd be in the conversation. I do. I think he's got one, maybe two more years left. And especially if you have all the reports of this Wyatt Black in there and you can start getting him on a rotational basis where he's not playing 90 to 95% of the snaps, you break him down to like 85% this year and then 80%, I think he can still perform at a very high level.
I know Boswell's the best kicker in the sport, and he's paid as the 11th best kicker in the sport, but he's in a similar situation. The difference is, obviously, he didn't sign his deal last year, but 2 years left on the deal. I guess nothing happens with him.
Yeah, what I would do is, Omar, I would be like, okay, listen, we'll start the negotiations now, as in we're going to, when this season's over, the first phone call I have will be to your agent. So that will be a handshake, verbal deal, like, hey, we're not going to do anything this year, but you're going to be our first priority next year. And I would do it. I mean, we all know those kickers, you don't miss them until you don't have one. And when you have the best one in the league, don't even mess around. The day after the season's over, I'm on a flight or I'm calling his agent and saying, let's get to work.
Doug, you talk about incentives, and I do think, and we've agreed on this, Doran, that Cam's agent missed a massive opportunity last year. A, do you think when they all laughed at Cam when he said, if I'm an All-Pro, I'll come back, do you think that they would have been inclined to say, okay, no, we'll do that if the agent had pushed? And B, just how far can you go? How far have you gone in the past with incentives? Like, how grandiose can those things get?
So there's two types of incentives. There's likely to be earned and unlikely to be earned. So an unlikely to be earned is if Cam's named NFL MVP, and you could put a $20 million roster bonus on that if he does. But if he's going to be named an All-Pro, which he was last year, that's a likely to be earned incentive. So you put in, for guys that you want to take care of, you're going to put, for Cam, likely to be earned incentive. So I would even drop it down instead of All-Pro. I give it, Cam, because you're Cam, if you make the Pro Bowl, and everybody's making the Pro Bowl now, so Cam's going to make that unless he gets an injury. And that for sure gets that roster bonus in there, gets him some guaranteed money. So that's a likely to be earned. But if you say, all right, he's going to be defensive MVP, that's an unlikely to be earned. And then that's where you're really just throwing it out there to make it look good on paper. But it's nothing that anyone's thinking is going to happen. And if it happens, great. But it's very small chances of that happening.
Doug Whaley on the Cam Hayward situation. Doug, we're going to throw you on hold for a second here. We're back with more Doug after this. Talking about Mike Tomlin's praise of this defense, saying it could be a historical unit this year. Man! First, in support of the Pittsburgh for PPS backpack drive, you can bring a brand new backpack to Federal Galley today from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. for pop-up bingo with free entry and free parking, plus happy hour specials. Help us get students in Pittsburgh public schools ready for the upcoming school year. Details at 937thefan.com. That's where they got them good hot Nashville chicken sandwiches at that Federal Galley. You ever had one of those?
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. All right, more with Doug coming up next.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Some breaking news from college football insider Pete Thamel. Kansas has received an unprecedented $300 million gift from donor David Booth. Believed to be among the largest single gifts in the history of collegiate athletics, KU officials tell Max Olson and me.
What?
And they have a picture of the new football stadium they just built. If they wanted to use that money just for the revenue sharing to pay the football athletes, they could fund the football program for 14 years. Because what is it, 20 million bucks? I guess 20 million to spread amongst all athletes. And they care about basketball, obviously, a great deal there. But that could fund the revenue sharing dollars.
Wow.
For 14 years.
Wow. 300 million.
Imagine being that rich, just be like, you know what, yep, I really want to see in this world? Feed the hungry, nah. Stop this, stop. No. I want to see Kansas get their football back to like 2007 levels.
Unbelievable.
That's FU money, man.
Yep. Kansas is going to be good.
Yeah. It upsets me greatly. That upsets me greatly. Now, that being said, if it were my school or your school, be great.
Yep.
$300 million. Doug Whaley with us. Doug, Mike Tomlin on the flagship station yesterday, he said this, quote, about the defense. We got enough talent, enough schematics to do big, big things. And when I say big things, I'm talking about historic things. Doug, this on the heels of one Thornhill saying this defense could be one of the best of all time. Peyton Wilson saying that he's one of the best coverage linebackers in the NFL. And DK Metcalf saying it's the best defense he's ever seen. They are feeling themselves in a big way here.
And I like it. And especially if you're talking about your head coach, and I'll use one of your lines, waxing poetically about the ceiling of this defense. The one thing I look at it, and it's great, he is basically assigning accountability to himself and his coaching staff. So if I'm Terrell Austin, I'm on notice now that he's basically saying, we got the talent. Now it's up to us to make sure this defense reaches the levels that we think and everybody's saying that it can. So to me, I love it. And like I said, at the end of the year, you keep score. And if it was great, check mark for you and TA, Coach T. If it's not, you're going to have to give us some answers of why it wasn't. So I think it all way around, for accountability, for promise, for giving just love to the defense and what the personnel that you have in, it's a great talking point for him to go out on. But again, at the end of the season, he'll have to be held accountable, and I like that. He puts a target on his back, and he's not shying away from any adversity whatsoever or any claims of what he thinks his men can do.
What do you think gives him the confidence? Like, what do you think he's seen with his own eyes that gives him the confidence to say stuff like that, or gives DK Metcalf the confidence to say stuff like that, or Juan Thornhill? What do you think that has been going on in training camp that it's like, okay, maybe there's some truth to this?
The biggest difference, and I think when everybody started talking this way, was when they got Jalen Ramsey. That chess piece of what Jalen Ramsey can do and the versatility he can bring to that defense, and what the defense can disguise and really gives them that flexibility where they don't know what the defense is going to do. I think that's where everybody's getting excited, where we can leave Jalen Ramsey on there and cover one of your best tight ends, or cover your best wide receiver, or sit back in zone and in a deep roll position and go get a ball. So that versatility gives the coaching staff a lot of things to work with. And then it helps your rushers. It helps your rushers because you can hold up on the back end, and you can only rush four, or you can rush five, you can rush six, you can do simulated pressures. You can bring DBs off the edge. So that versatility is not going to have them sitting back in just zone or man and being very predictable on defense.
I buy that, and I think the roster is as good defensively as it's been, I mean, maybe since the early 2010s. Which is saying something. You talk about ramifications. You talk about Tomlin putting a target on his back. He absolutely is. Thing is, I don't think there would be any ramifications for Mike Tomlin if this defense doesn't play well. Maybe they'd move on from Terrell Austin. I think the target kind of gets placed firmly on his back. But do you agree with me that the roster's arguably great? If they don't succeed, it is absolutely on the coaching staff. Nope.
No doubt. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, let's say this, on paper. Now, what could also happen is all these 30-plus-year-old guys hit a wall week 10, and then you have a five-game losing streak at the end because they aren't ready to play, or they just lost gas. And there are 30-year-old-plus players, and Father Time is undefeated. So then you can also have a little out like, well, on paper, yeah, they look good, but guess what? You can't win on paper with a bunch of 30-plus-year-old guys. So there is a little wiggle room there, but in the end, I truly believe, and I love it. I think that it is goes to Terrell Austin, and he may be, if it doesn't work out, the fall guy, but it's going to get one more step closer. Like, hey, coach, you hired Terrell. You had a major, major say, if not the say, in stocking this roster, and you said it should be historic. It wasn't. What are you going to do different next year? So, and these are things that we'll have to see how it play out, but that could happen. And I like it because then he can sit up there and be like, this is what went wrong, and this is how I'm going to fix it.
They have overhauled the defensive side of the ball. I mean, they've really overhauled this roster. I mean, half the damn starters. So they've made changes. Tomlin did promise changes. I just can't believe the last time we saw them in a game that counted, they gave up 299 rushing yards, and you had Kirk Herbstreit calling them out in front of a national audience saying that they had given up. And now you fast forward to August 12th, and Mike Tomlin's talking about how this can be a historically great defense. It's crazy to me. Doug, when we come back, the biggest non-sexy storyline might be the biggest storyline coming out of Steelers camp. That'll be next. You can listen to the Fan Morning Show podcast on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Possibility means you have a chance. passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Man, I think they've gotten better every day. Broderick got slowed by a little day-to-day injury there for a spell, but has really been on the uptick since his return. Same with Troy. I like the trajectory of the group, but as I mentioned, even though we're leaving here, man, we still are very much in development and got a lot of time in front of us between now and the opener.
Mike Tomlin talking about the tackles and how they've looked. Doug Whaley with us until 10 o'clock. Doug, we've been on with you now for 38 minutes, haven't talked about the preseason game. That first drive, hey, Mason Rudolph looked sharp and you had Darnell Washington, but I think the big takeaway was how clean a pocket Rudolph had from which to operate. And then you have Mike Tomlin there kind of singing the praises of the tackles. That was a huge storyline, maybe the biggest like tangible storyline going into camp, and so far so good for those tackles.
And you got to throw Artie Smith in there. I mean, you have to throw how he's calling plays to make sure to build this young offensive line some confidence and to put them in positions to be successful this early in their togetherness and being all five as one starting unit. So do not forget that. And I think it's hopefully foreshadowing of what we're going to see in the regular season to help really these offensive linemen as a group crawl, walk, run with Aaron Rodgers being at the helm and being able to really get the ball out, distribute it quick, and then build to the point where they can really do the play action and take some deep shots. So that to me is encouraging.
Doug, I asked Ray this earlier. What was your thoughts of Caleb Johnson's performance, the rookie? To me, he looked like he was running in mud and looked like the moment was maybe a little bit too big for him.
Yeah, I let's put it this way. I wouldn't panic. It's his first game action. Sure, things are going at 1,000 miles an hour. But the only thing that I would probably – that's creeping in my mind a little bit is like you said, is this game too fast for him? Does he have the burst to get through those holes like he did in the Big Ten? Because these holes close up a little sooner and a lot faster than in the Big Ten. So is that burst going to be able to translate so he can get to that second level or at least in the hole before he has to incur contact? So I'm not panicking yet. It's his first one, but this is something that is all going to be on the question mark in the back of my head right now.
I had not looked at this before, so you're talking about the speed of the game and all that, and like the way the Big Ten is scheduled out, like you could have a schedule where you're Iowa and you play Oregon and Ohio State and Michigan and all the great teams, or you could play a whole bunch of nobodies. I'm pulling up Iowa from last year. So against Ohio State, he had 15 carries for 86 yards, 5.7 yards per attempt. All right, that's pretty good against a really good defense. They didn't really play anybody else that's great. They played Iowa State. He had 25 carries for 187 yards. Do you think you can learn a lot from him then in game two, Doug?
No, absolutely. I think not only that, because you're hoping, okay, he got that first taste out of that, and now he can go and focus. Hopefully it slows down. But not only that, I want to see him in blitz protection, being able to know which person to get, where to fit in that blocking scheme and in the pros, because that to me is one of the toughest things for young running backs to do, is to be able to be proficient in the pass protection. And it's not the willingness, and the want to, it's more the identification of who's the biggest threat and knowing where to fit in that blocking scheme with that offensive line. And that's why a lot of running backs, when they first get in the league, they're more runners than three down backs. And guys that are three down backs right off the get, they're special. So I'd like to see that. But more importantly, I'd like to see, if you're right or wrong, just be decisive and bursty. I want to see, can you get through those holes?
Doug, what would you be looking to get out of joint practice tomorrow? Steelers take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Saturday, and they have a joint practice at Acrisure Stadium tomorrow. As a GM or as a coach, what are you looking to get out of that? And how many guys do you think will play in the game, knowing that there is a joint practice tomorrow?
Well, first, I'll answer that last one first. I would say probably about a similar starting lineup and people that are getting held out as in preseason game one. What I would be really excited about, and I think joint practices are way better than preseason games, because you can work on situational football. Because in a game, you may not get a backed up in your own territory on a third and long. You may not get short yardage. You may not get goal line. You may not have a chance for a fourth down play. So constructing periods where you can really work on situational football, I think, is invaluable. Obviously, you got to make sure that everybody's being a professional and tempers don't get flared. But if they do and they get good work on, I think that's where you're going to see the veterans really, that's their preseason game. And that's how I think they're going to approach it, how I would approach it. And then more importantly, how I think you can get a better feel for what your team is. Because, Doran, you know as well as I do, in camp, you're going against the same guys. After a while, you understand each other's tendencies. You may start picking up on their checks and what they're doing, so you can start really playing the game inside the game. But when you're against someone else, you get a truer evaluation of the skill set of your offense, defense, and individually each player.
And you can do stuff schematically because you're not playing Tampa this year and there's not going to be a bunch of cameras around. You can do stuff that you wouldn't otherwise put on tape in a preseason game, I would think.
Absolutely, but you also just want to go mano a mano.
Yeah.
Is Broderick Jones better than their guy? Is Frazier better than their guy? Let's just go once old school Oklahoma type stuff, which they won't, but you can set up inside run for things like that. So that's why I really love joint practice. And as you see, they start cutting down these preseason games, these joint practices are going to be more valuable than the preseason games in years to come.
Doug, true story, when you were running the Bills, Sammy Watkins was on the field for that joint practice, and I thought this guy was going to walk into the Hall of Fame. I mean, unbelievable. What a talent. And B, he almost ran me over. I would have died. I would have died if he ran. He was going full speed, fly route down the sideline. I'm standing there like a jackass.
Yep.
I mean, dude, I would have been gonzo.
Like CeeDee Lamb.
Like CeeDee Lamb.
Yep,
exactly. But that real quick story to everybody talked about Sammy Watkins. Yes, it was a gutsy move for us to trade up to get him. But it was one of those consensus where out of all the wide receivers on the board, that's the one the coaches liked and the one we liked. Now, the point of the story is, one of the things that I didn't realize, and a lot of people probably don't realize, when you have athletes that have nothing but success in their life, some of them, when they have a setback and failure, And then with Sammy, it was injuries. He did not know how to cope. And that was when that hit me, that mental performance with your brain being the strongest muscle in the body, why not have mental performance being utmost in player performance? So that's when we started investigating a mental performance coach, and we brought one in. So that's these lessons learned that you're like, wow, you never thought about it. A guy as talented as Sammy Watkins, oh, if something happens, I'm Sammy Watkins, I can overcome it. Some guys cannot because they've never had to deal with it before.
Man, I didn't think of it from that standpoint, because you just, I mean, that guy was a dude.
Exactly. I didn't think of it either.
He was a dude. I saw him at Clemson too.
So good.
Oh my God. All right, tweet us.
So they those pro days. So first route, he runs a quick out. The ball's behind him. He reaches behind him with one hand, picks it off his ankle, and fluidly, didn't stop, all one motion, got it, tucked it, ran upfield. I was like, that's all I need to see.
That's right. Doug, one more with you when we come back. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Doran, we were talking off the air about the Steelers defense. Mike Tomlin saying it could be historical, and all the guys just, I mean, the hyperbole that's coming out of these dudes' mouths talking about this defense. And I'm like, first time they give up 28 points in a game. We are going to skewer them. So then we looked at the schedule. I don't think they're going to do that against the Jets, who they might need another quarterback, by the way. Tyrod Taylor got hurt.
Yep.
So he might not be ready for week one.
Skylar Thompson. Trade for him.
You imagine if Justin Fields gets hurt and then Skylar Thompson picks him apart?
Oh, my goodness.
Then you get Seattle, New England. I don't think you're getting carved up in those games. Minnesota, it's weird. It's Ireland. It's a quarterback in his fourth ever NFL start. You're probably looking at Thursday, October 6th. Oh, yeah, a Thursday game in Cincinnati, Ohio. First time they give up 28 points.
6th or 16th?
16th. They play the Browns before that on a Sunday. Then you go turn around, go to Cincinnati.
Probably it.
I think that Friday we might be skewering.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. One more segment with Doug Whaley. We had a texter right now who says, I'm going to put Doug back on hold for a second. Texter writes in and says, thought you guys would like this. Sammy Coates is doing our Fantasy League weekly recap all season. Man, this guy is funny. It's a cameo thing. $8 a week. Listen, Doran, I'm not going to speak for you, man. We could talk this out right here, right now. If anybody wants us to do it.
100%.
I mean, a little extra something on the side.
100%.
You want us to do your weekly recaps? You want us to pick your draft order? Whatever you want.
We're in.
You can just Venmo us, and you can write in the descriptor sports gambling. Doug, you ever get in the cameo game? You're a business guy.
No, I never got in a cameo game, but Crowley, if you go $8, that's discounting your rate. I thought it was $80K for everything.
I've sold myself short.
Yes, you have.
Mm-hmm. I need to fire my agent like Cam Hayward.
Yeah, there you go. You and Cam are negotiating against yourselves in a bad way. Come on now.
Doug, we going to get you back in studio next week?
Next week, I'll be back in studio.
Very cool.
Yep.
You were about to say something, though. I accidentally cut you off.
No, I think I'll be in studio probably until the end of September, so I'm around.
Nice. Very good. Nice.
30 days away from the backyard brawl, Doug.
Ooh, I can't wait. And guess where I'll be for the backyard brawl? Vegas. I'm going to go out to the Alvarez-Crawford fight, so I'll be watching it in Vegas. Wow. So I'm excited about that.
From what I hear, game day is probably going to be in Morgantown for that, but that is a stacked Saturday of college football. I think there's going to be three ranked matchups going on, too, so... Perfect time to be out in Vegas with John Mateer. Thank you, Doug.
No
doubt. Talk to you next week.
All right, fellas.
Thanks, Doug.
See you soon.
All right.
See you, buddy. What a man.
Yep.
Doug Whaley.
Yep.
Another great man. Pat Bostick going to join us tomorrow from 7 o'clock until 10.
Two great pit men.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Two of the few. Yeah. Sure. Fan weather's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high 82, low 73. It's going to be raining off and on all day. It's going to get bad before the brawl. And I have zero confidence either, so I'll probably just be lashing out in every direction.
You don't just live in your home.
You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.